That was fantastic.
All right, so you guys head into the orrery, find a corner, and using some magic, are able to disguise yourself as you lie down and try to take a short breather. While you are resting up here, we will say that you notice a strange halfling coming up and trying to use the orrery, but they don't seem to be having a lot of success. Do you want to introduce yourself, Cade?
Yeah. So, Cade is a smallish halfling. He's got an eye patch over one eye, lost long ago in a hunt. And he's a grizzled, like, shortcut haircut.
And he's trying to use the orrery?
Yeah, he's trying to mess with the dials, but since it isn't moving, it's more just kind of toying with it.
Hey there! I'm gonna start to wave from where we're hiding.
What do you want?
Hi. We're exploring the maze, and we didn't know there was more people here. Question. Are you perhaps crazy about art or something like that? Maybe a little bit cannibalistic?
That is a very odd question to ask a person. I can honestly say that's the first time anyone has ever opened a conversation with that.
Well, maze is a little bit weird.
The best way. No, I'm not one of those freaks, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, cool.
Are you a denizen of this place, or are you an adventurer trapped here, like us?
I don't know what an adventurer is, but I'm definitely trapped here. I'm looking for someone. Yeah, haven't found him. Been lost here for a while. Got trapped through some kind of mirror or something, or painting. Was tricked. I'm stuck here. Can't imagine what it's like being alone down here for weeks, months. One of his eyes like starts twitching a little bit.
If I'm gonna take a look at Siga just in case I'm overstepping. If you've been along here, maybe do you want to team up for a while?
Who? Me?
Yeah.
Do you see anyone else?
Like looks around like he's expecting someone to pop out at any second. Yeah, sure. Let's get the heck out. This place is creepy.
Yeah, that much is true. Well, my name's Bagur. What's your name?
Who's in tight? My name is Cade.
Cade. All right. I'm
Sigurd.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, good to meet you. What are y'all doing down here?
Right now, kind of resting.
All
we
right.
got
Resting's
into
good.
A couple of fights that were kind of kicking our asses a bit.
And just the two of you? That's awfully dangerous.
Well, sometimes we find people and they come with us, but it's been a while since that.
All right, well, I'm happy to help. And I'm happy to rest. That sounds good, too. Where do you want to go next?
We're thinking about that. We've been through a couple of places already, and we're trying to see if there's another way we haven't gone.
You do see that they have some semblance of a map among them. It's not like drawn to scale, but it's a lot of kind of just connections. You probably at some point during your stay here tried to map it yourself, and you found everything confusing trying to keep something straight. So the fact that they've got this much is impressive.
Wow. You guys have been all over the place.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense sometimes.
Yeah, it's almost like a maze or something.
No, I get that part, but I mean, one room over, like, there's the sky, but this guy is on the ground, you know, really weird stuff.
Well, you seem to know what you're doing around here, so I'll follow your lead and see where we go.
Oh, how cute. You think we know what we're doing? Very well. I'm going to try to continue with the rest.
Oh, yeah. You guys kind of talk over the short rest, and you do successfully complete that.
I'm going to try to get a couple of these. Yes! Very well. Luck and loaded.
Do you want to use any hit dice, Sega?
No. I've only got two left, and I'm healthy enough for now. I want to save them for, you know, the emergencies that you'll never actually use them on.
All right, so you guys are heading north-ish out of here, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to drop a screen cap of the local map into Discord. Just the immediate area.
So you guys are coming in on the bottom end of this map here.
Yeah, we're in what's labeled as Overgrown Orrery. So it's just, I think our intended destination is only two rooms up.
Oh, I didn't remember this mess. Very well.
All right, I'll stick to the shadows and be quiet as much as I can.
The rooms you walk through, let's see. Yeah, this first room is just a strange room. It's kind of filled of dried and decayed funeral wreaths and condolence cards for somebody named Rebecca S. And you're going to the right, which has the doll.
I don't think we need to go through that room.
Okay.
If my map's right.
You're going to
the right. Yeah, I don't think that one's going to be happy about this. Alleged frog gave her.
That's right, yeah. There are three doors off this room, so we're going to the other one.
Okay. Yeah, going up, there is, I think a lot of these rooms have ghosts, if I remember right.
Yeah. Well, they were dark shadow things.
Yeah, some ghosty things. But since you've been here before, you can, and know a little bit about what to anticipate, you can shuffle your way through pretty quickly and avoid most of the surprises. And you do end up in the room with the glass eyes in jars.
Wait, no, I thought we were going this side.
Yeah, oh, we want to try going where we haven't yet.
I'm sorry. So there are... There's ghosts in these four rooms, basically. The left... Bottom left goes down to three jars here in the bottom left room. There, one of them is made of china, one of them is made of green glass, and the other one is made of clay. This room has basically one exit going further left.
There's nothing alive in this room? Doesn't look like it?
Doesn't look like it.
Hmm. We don't really need one of these right now, right?
One of the jars? Not to my knowledge.
Can I peek inside them to see what do they have?
Sure. Do you care which one you open?
The jade one.
You open it up, but at first it just looks like it's empty. Then... You remember that you were inside of that vase at some point, and now you're free in inhabiting this body. For a couple minutes, you're going to be... Your name is now Corey Borealis.
Corey Borealis?
And you were a genie that was trapped in a vase. You don't have a lot of power, but it feels good to be free. And, you're a pretty loyal person. Looking to help out your friends, but these aren't necessarily your friends. They're someone else's friends.
Okay, I'm gonna cover the jar again. I get the sensation that my friends are in the other yards.
Sure. But they need different bodies.
Okay, I'm gonna be quiet for a bit. And I'm gonna turn to the others and be like, what do we do?
Take it there's nothing of interest in there, Bagur.
You guys did see some sort of like smoke or particles expand out of the vase, but then just disappear. You didn't really see what happened.
Not really. Seemed dusty. Maybe you should help me check with the other two.
Well, if there wasn't anything in one, then there probably isn't anything in the others. And I like to not poke things unnecessarily in here. You know that.
Yeah, I think I do. Very well. So what are we doing now?
Keep moving, I say. And I'll look to Cade.
So the room we went in to the left doesn't have any entrances or exits other than
It has one extra exit to the left further.
Yeah, let's keep going.
I'll go ahead and lead the way into there.
I'm not sure if you've seen this before, but you know the room adjacent to it. This is a red rose in a clear vase on a black table. But the room further to the left is the room with the spinning arcane symbols on the floor and the unfolding piece of paper. This room has one exit left, which is that room, which you know, and another exit north that looks like it has some sort of hourglass inside of it.
One second, the map thingy is making a mess. Sorry.
The rose in this room, you can see through its container that there's no water or any liquid of any kind inside of it, but it does look pretty healthy.
Are there traces of anyone else coming through here?
Make a perception check.
Coming up.
There seems to be some activity focused on the table in the center of the room. You can tell from the depressions on the stone that have been worn over hundreds or thousands of years.
All right.
I'm not going to. I don't think there's much else here to do, but just out of this looks sort of like a worship thing to me, to Siga anyway. He's going to go ahead and prestidigitate the vase and table clean, even if they already are, just as a matter of routine sort of thing.
Okay. Cade, why don't you make a perception check as well? Well, that's the same role, but we'll say between the two of you, that's you both have 16, 18. Between the two of you, you kind of notice at the same time that a couple of petals have been plucked from the rose.
So somebody's taken petals from that?
Yes.
So there aren't petals on the ground, it's just missing petals.
Yeah, you can tell from holes where in the stem where petals could be, but it still looks like. And even if you look at the center of the flower, you can tell that it has lost petals before, but it's still just growing.
Alright. I walk up, open the glass case, and take a...
Well, you've got a petal?
As I see him do that, Siga is immediately going to get ready to either... mostly just get out of the way in case something happens.
It's like,
Well, you've got it, but you're not sure. You don't feel any different.
All right, put it in my pocket. Be a souvenir for later.
All right. If you add that to your inventory, mark it as a rose petal from room 214, in case I have to look it up later.
All right. I'm not terribly intelligent, so I'm not sure how to figure out what is interesting about this magical, clearly something magical that's causing it to continue to grow petals for, but I'm ill-equipped to do anything about it. I will just be happy that it didn't explode in my face once I picked.
Yeah, we can be happy about that in many rooms here.
Yeah. No explosions equals good. I'll go ahead and roll Arcana just to see if I can figure it out.
You can sense some sort of aura coming from it, but exactly what it is would require some sort of identify magic.
Yeah, that's what I figured. There's definitely magic keeping it going, but can't tell what, and that's not exactly a surprise.
Very well. So, looks like we're going back a little bit.
I'm still having trouble placing this room.
You said that you don't know where it is, or are you just trying to make everything fit?
Where it connects to. Partly because I think where it's connecting to is where one of the places I was least sure of on the map to begin with, which is not helping.
This is kind of off the bottom right of Kronia.
Okay, yeah.
So is this close to the key peacock that we saw once? Or the giant bird?
I don't think so.
It was next to the big fight you had where the paper was kept unfolding and unfolding. And there was like a giant locust or like dung beetle, I can't remember.
Yeah, and then there's a door to the north to that kaleidoscope thing.
Yes.
Alright, yeah, alright.
But this room just has one door north in addition. There's an hourglass with white sand there. And all around it are like 10-ish dead chameleon women on the ground circling it.
Well,
I can't say I'm upset by that.
Yeah, we knew this was coming eventually. Wait, I can't do this right now. I still have my memories with this thing that happened with the genie.
You are still a genie for like another 10 minutes.
Crap. Okay, then never mind then. I'm just going to be looking at them like, well, what's the plan?
Let's keep on going.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to the next room over.
The room with the arcane symbols?
Yep.
There's kind of like spinning arcane symbols on the floor, making a ribbon in kind of circling the perimeter of the room, made of some sort of dust on the ground that lights up when the runes pass over it and kind of just disappears or blends into the floor after they pass it. You step into...
Oh, now I know where we are. We're close to the exploding blob thing when we were moving the kids. We're close to the place where my hand became an old hand.
Yeah.
Now I know. Okay. I was super lost.
Yeah, some anomalies about Begor's body is one of his hands is like old and wrinkled as if it was like not a part of his body. And one of his eyes is made entirely of stone.
I think that's how it's pieced together right now. Just drop the map again.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, pretty much. Was that the only question mark you had over here?
The new one? I had more, but I think that's cleared up. Since we're now in those rooms.
We have... There is a room nearby. Well, Bagur right now wouldn't know this. But there is a room close by that we haven't explored. I think we're close to the... Oh no, that's on another place. Sorry, I was checking something different.
Yeah, so while trying to piece together the map, Sigan not being a cartographer, but he'll kind of poke around trying to puzzle this out. He's like, since this connects here, I think there's another unmarked, unknown place on this map, just in a nearby place, so we can keep going there, because I have another passage off the kaleidoscope. I think it was one of those hallways with multiple exits sort of things.
Sure. It's more that the runic circle, in between the runic circle and the tesseract thing, Mabob, there is a little corner of a room.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, I have a question mark on the endless paper room. Was there no other way on that? Other way out?
That is kind of the same room as the runic circle, but it's like a different subsection. And that, I think you guys know all the entrances and exits to that hallway. It's just really crazy.
Got it.
You guys all take a step onto this floor, and the subsets of arcane runes move out to circle you on the ground, but they don't seem to slow you down or impede you in any way.
Last time we were here, did we try to check what was this supposed to be doing?
I don't remember.
I think you got distracted by the paper taking over everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Can I lean down and try to guess what it's supposed to be doing?
You can try an arcana check.
I'm just going to take the lazy way and just, you know, form my one-handed sword and poke the runes a bit, see what happens. The ones that are floating in midair, yeah.
Well, that was a 12.
You don't have a lot of experience reading arcane runes, but...
Or reading in general.
Yeah, right. But you do recognize some similarities of a spell that you can cast, and you think this has something to do with evil. It doesn't feel evil, it just feels like it interacts with evil.
Okay. Seems... Well, no, I don't know what this does.
The small little closet between here and the tesseract thing, there's a dead body laying on the ground in the center of it. Looks to be humanoid. Pretty human.
Humanoid. Does it look recent or super old?
Probably within the past couple of days, though time in this place is a little hard to keep track of.
Wonky. Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna approach and I'm gonna examine it, see if it has anything of interest or maybe what killed it.
In the meantime, I'm gonna keep fiddling around and try to cast light on the runes.
They don't seem to be taking your spell.
Not entirely unexpected, given that they're magical runes floating in the air.
Begor, or, well, whatever you're... Corey... Your new name.
Corey, okay. Yeah.
It seems like this was killed by some sort of, like, something attacked its brain. There are fluids leaking out of its ears and its nose. It does have a pouch on its waist containing about 13 gold pieces, but other than that, you don't see, like, a backpack, or its pockets seem to also be empty.
This may help me, so I'm gonna try to, hide it, but I'm gonna take the money.
Okay.
13 gold pieces, you said, right?
Yes.
Very well, got it. I'm gonna go back and be like, nothing really worth it over there. The guy's dead and something ate his brain.
That's not concerning at all.
At this point, I wouldn't know. Anyways, maybe we should find a way out. I kind of want to be out in the open again, you know?
Wisdom save.
Yeah, that was for how I want to roleplay this, basically.
Sure.
This kind of... Sega... kind of pauses and looks at Begor. I thought we were having... thought you wanted to continue exploring this place.
Well, you kind of get tired after a bit, you know? Besides, all of this is so enclosed, you know? It's suffocating. Like, if I feel like I've been thousands of years in here.
Well, it hasn't been quite that long, but I know what you mean. You did mention to me at one point that you found a way to an island from in here, though I don't remember quite where it is from your descriptions.
I did. Okay. Yeah, we can go that way. Okay, now I got myself in trouble. Do I remember that? Like, where it is?
No, not really.
Crap. Okay, so... it's through this hallway. Let's keep going. I think it's like 4 or 5 rooms over, and then we go south. And I'm gonna pretend like I know where we're going.
Okay. You lead them through a couple rooms. Which way did you want to go first?
To the next room, the Tesseract, and then let me do something over here. There's 2 ways. I'm basically gonna be guessing my way through. And then to the north, to where I have on the map is the hourglass, the time sands.
First, this room is like completely filled with a 4-dimensional construct that's constantly fluctuating and moving inside of itself and contracting. It doesn't really seem to expand. It just seems like it's always contracting, but still, it's completely massive. There's colors everywhere. And there, you can see ripples kind of flowing through on the surface. And as you kind of slowly have to make your way around the edge of the room to avoid touching it, because you're not sure what exactly that would do. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to try to sneak past on this right side here, and as I do, kind of feel along the wall for any possible secret doors. And keep an eye out for them.
Okay. As you're slowly crossing this room, Bagor, you feel a strange sense of sadness. And you kind of snap to your senses. You don't actually know how you got here.
I'm going to stop dead on my tracks. And I'm going to go all the way to the wall because I remember what this thing does. Whoa! What happened?
You were the one who led us here, Bagor.
What? No! I didn't want to be near this thing again. This thing explodes. That's super dangerous.
It's hardly unique in that, but you said you wanted to go to the island and started leading us this way.
To the creepy cultists? Why would I say that? Yeah. They treat you like a god and then... they never want you to do anything, and they're super weird.
You said you wanted the space, but if there's something wrong with you and you don't remember, at this point, I'm going... Oh, right, I don't have medicine skill, never mind.
I don't really know how I got here. I felt a little bit sad, and then I was here staring at that thing.
All right, then. What's the last thing you remember?
We went past the creepy line people, and there were 3 jars. That's all I remember.
Right. Well, you opened one of them and looked into it and then said it was empty. You don't remember that part?
No. I mean, I do remember the jars, and I do know I probably wanted to open them.
Well, I guess they weren't empty after all.
Yeah, can we continue this somewhere else? I really don't like this thing.
Sure.
I think Crony is nearby. Or, do you want to see the place where I got this hand? And I pull up the old hand I have.
So long as none of us try to touch it again.
Yeah, that it's not a very good idea. That is north of here, I think. Let me check the map.
It is.
Yeah, it's north, or we're next to Kronia. We can check on how she's doing with the clothes.
I feel like it hasn't been too long since we checked in with her.
Yeah, but we didn't know if she had needles or stuff like that. Well, let's go north for now. And Baguri is going to be back glued to the wall going on to the north.
All right, I'll follow him. Continuing to search for secret passages, but with the investigation roll 6, I assume I don't find it. Even if there are any.
You don't find anything here. You proceed around this thing and go through the closed door. And in that room to your left, there is a strange clear tank of silver. And there are chains, or not a tank of glass, not a tank of silver. There are golden chains, 4 of them spread equally around the circular edge of this tank. And these gold chains lead into the sand.
So, last time we passed, I think the team was completely different, except for me. And I touched the sand, and it hurt for a bit. The hand was this old. Also, I think there's a guy down there that wants to be freed, and I don't think that's a very good idea.
In this place, if there's trapped things, they're probably trapped for a good reason. Admittedly, sometimes that reason might be because they're guarding something, but point stands.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I do remember a guy that was trapped in an art piece of some kind.
Siegel wouldn't know this, but that was over in the gallery.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. So I don't think that guy's there for an actual reason. Anyways, okay, so in the time it took us to come back here, what did we try to do? Were we going somewhere?
Not, we were just exploring. We know that the room with those jars in it connect to the only couple rooms away from, well, where you woke up. So that's an extra connection point we now know about. So we don't have to go over those floating floors anymore.
Yes. Thank you so much. All right. Give me 2 seconds because the epiphany I had a while ago wasn't by Bagur. For some reason, this is not... Oh, okay. Now I don't know which one of the two to use.
Clearly the answer to make a third roll.
Let's see. Please be good.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Now, I do remember there's a couple of rooms we didn't go through, but it's because we didn't have the materials. My computer is super slow. What is going on?
Well, on the map, I am seeing that there's a passageway off of a damaged staircase that looks unexplored. I don't know why that wasn't explored, but if it was because we couldn't get past the staircase, I have flying now. And that's one room over, basically. Maybe 2.
Yeah. That was the thing I was trying to get Bagur to realize, but he's not very bright right now. Let's see. Okay. No. Everything is frozen. I gotta disconnect for a bit. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Be right back. I'm gonna try to reboot. It's gonna take me like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, I gotta get some water too. So we'll take a 5-minute break.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, now it seems a little bit better. I'm gonna go ahead and open up roll 20 again.
Okay.
Alright.
There we go. Okay.
Alright, so you were thinking about going... No, I can't remember.
I think it was the damaged staircase.
Yeah, that way, because we couldn't go further last time.
So that's just north through the room with the time prison people, and then east. One room.
All right. Through here, we've got... There's like a pile of bodies kind of frozen in time. And next to that is some... Do you mean like the stairs that go down and they get too slick to continue?
Yep, that's the one.
That is not here. These are normal damaged stone stairs.
Yeah. And on my map, at least, there's four exits off of, one of which we haven't explored.
Oh, okay.
So we came in from the one on the left.
Yep.
One on the top right has the rocking pig after it. The one on the bottom right has the clockwork keybird. And then we don't know what's on the bottom left.
There is an executioner's block sitting in the middle of it. The room is mostly dark except for an unlit lamp. Actually, okay, I would say I guess the room is dark. There is an unlit lamp above the executioner's block in the center of the room.
But this is not magical darkness, right? I can still see in there.
Right.
Okay.
Any other passages off of?
That looks like a dead end.
All right. Well,
we're still outside of it. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Are we still outside? We haven't come in?
Right.
Can I try to light the thing inside there?
Sure.
Is that big as a torch or bigger?
It is just about the same size. It's a gas lamp. It's got a little wick that you can use your spell to start a fire easily.
Okay, I want to turn it on and see if anything changes between the dark room and the light one.
Did the rest of you join him in the room, or are you kind of just watching?
I'll join him in.
Yeah, I'll go as well.
We're all gonna die.
In the light of this lamp, Bagur immediately across from you, the lamp from you, looks different. This lamp has some interesting properties. Its light temporarily blanks out identifying facial features, so each of you look much more plain. You also feel just a strange ringing in your ears and a strange like pressure on your brain, which you can't really explain, but you know it's having other effects besides what you can see.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a good idea. I'm going to cast resistance on myself.
Sure.
And I'm going to try to turn it off.
Yeah, you can extinguish the flame using druidcraft, and you're back into darkness.
Out of curiosity, I'm going to get my sword tip pendant out and cast light on it.
It appears to be normal light.
Okay. So it appears to be an effect of the lamp itself, not of the room.
Everyone all right? I think...
The effects, I get the feeling I shouldn't have done bit, that. But after about 10 seconds, you see you're all each of your faces returned to normal.
I'm still gonna ask the same. Like, everybody all right? Do you feel different? I get the sense, as usual, that I shouldn't have done that.
Might not have been the wisest thing, but if we don't do things like that, then we wouldn't learn. After all, the best time to trigger trap is when you know it's there.
Well, is there anything else, like any place where people can keep stuff over here? Maybe a secret door? Yeah, no, I'm gonna check for secret doors.
You spend a couple minutes searching, but you aren't able to find anything.
Well, that was useless.
While he's doing that, I'm going to try to figure out when the last time the executioner's, how recently the block was used, and or how frequently it's used.
Make an investigation check.
I assume we can't take that as a 99.
That would be some interesting homebrew rules. It looks like it definitely has been used in the past. There's plenty of stains on it. You're not able to determine, like, nothing feels wet like it's been used extremely recently. And doesn't seem like anything is, like, flaky as in it was dried recently. So, as far as you can tell, it hasn't been used in a while.
And is the blood that's on there, because I assume that's what it is it the color I'd expect it to be for normal person blood?
Sure. Dried, it's like a brownish red.
Yeah. But it's not like a deep black, a natural black or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, so there was nothing here. Let's see. Well, we're nearby, so maybe we can try to go to the gallery and see a couple of rooms there. I have one that says abstracts and weird vibes with two exits that I don't know where they go.
Yeah. Do we want to take a shortcut through Cronia's room? Well, shortcut on the map. I don't know if it's actually any quicker, but it feels like it should be.
I guess so, because, well, the other choices are going a long way around. And then going through the ice. Alright, well, so, let's go back and then to Cronia.
Yeah.
And then pedestal and the skull gate to get back to the gallery.
Yeah. In case you hadn't gathered yet, Deveron, at this point we're doing a lot of figuring out where to go next and backtracking.
Got it.
It took a while for the maze to become an actual maze because now we don't know where to go.
And we have to figure it out quite frequently because apparently we've left a lot of like 2 and 3 room dead ends unexplored.
As I drag you through several different places, you guys backtrack through the frozen bodies and through the Tesseract slowly. Making your way around the Tesseract, you do notice your stonework hummingbird friend inside that Tesseract room, who kind of notices it's you and figures it's not going to entice you to follow it this time, so it flitters off.
Can I try to catch it?
You could. It is kind of flying closer than you'd like to the Tesseract, so there might be some kind of risk for you.
No, thank you. I'm just gonna let it be.
You guys peek into Cronia's room. I don't know if your character would have popped by here at all, but this is a woman who, like, she seems to be the source of a lot of the strange fluctuations in time in this place. And being so close to her, you can feel, like, the waves of time rippling off from her like sunlight outside. You kind of just feel a strange warmness on your skin. She has some golden thread kind of draped over her, and she seems to be trying to work with her hands, but so far she just has kind of thread on her. And the gallery, first room, is a massive archway in 4 directions, made entirely out of skulls, and you feel as if they are watching you.
Did Sega already come with me to the gallery at some point?
I don't think so. Well, I think we poked through it a tiny bit going up to the Lizard Archives. Because the painting with the color globs is technically in the gallery. But other than that, I don't think so.
Anyways, when we come in, Bagor is going to be like, okay, ground rules. If you have food, put it in the bag of holding. Because it's going to go super bad, super quick. Don't talk to the cannibal critics. They will make you mad. Trust me. I've tried. And there's a tiger somewhere here that thinks he's a lion, or a lion that thinks he's a tiger. Don't antagonize that guy.
He's a guy?
Well, it's like a blue beast. Kind of made of a gemstone or something. I think if we're going to the place we haven't checked, we're gonna pass nearby. Any case, you see a big cat that it's also blue? Just say yes to what he is.
Each room in this place has some sort of plaque on the wall or under something that says the name of the art installation and the person who designed it. Oh, someone gonna say something.
Let's see. Up here is the current economist or something like that.
So is the place you guys are heading north-ish?
Yeah, we're going north. Two rooms close to the one with the resting room.
This room is a tank of milk-like fluid with chunks of red bobbing in it. And the red chunks are kind of surrounded by globes of a red liquid. So it's like two different fluids that don't mix, kind of like a lava lamp, except it's milky and not see-through. And then further along north,
Bagor is going to be simply unfazed by everything in this place.
Siga has his greatsword out and is very much weirded out.
This is a cave. Well, a semblance of a cave. And inside is a blue tiger.
Is he nearby?
Yes, he is kind of just laying down inside of his cave.
Very well.
I'm going to have to move you some more.
This one.
Yeah.
I am full on tourist guide. Like, and here to the right, there's going to be a resting place where we can be safe. No matter what's going on outside it, some sort of magic. Up north, there's going to be a super creepy painting. There's also around this side a piece of art called The Body, if I'm not wrong, and a weird place over here.
The tiger immediately notices you and turns to the three of you and says, "You there, what do you think of my mane?"
It's very blue.
Blue?
He's kind of shiny.
Lion's manes aren't blue.
But you're all blue.
I'm not.
Crap. You see, I have a stone eye. I don't see very well. Sorry.
How dare you insult me?
Siga is going to shift his greatsword into a maul. And he's going to have, like, resting on his shoulder. Not actively wielding it, but it's in maul now.
I can't believe I just did the exact thing I told you guys not to do.
People come in here and they just insult me and attack me. I won't stand for it anymore.
Oh, buddy, no. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm just kind of blind. Sorry.
He stands up and his giant paws click against the stone floor.
No.
And it starts approaching you.
Oh, crap.
I take it this wasn't intended.
No, I just have a big mouth.
Let's roll initiative.
Where is my... Oh, there you are.
All right, what you got, Cade? Wow.
Wow.
Unsurprisingly, Cade, you notice this creature menacingly stalking towards you. And you decide to take action.
All right. Well, if I am not hidden already, I will use my bonus action to run over. Is there any darkness anywhere in this room? Or is it
pretty- we'll say there's torches on the north wall and in the bottom left corner. So it's a little dark over there. Sure.
Okay. I duck into the darkness. And does it already see me, or do you want me to make a stealth check first?
Sure, you can make a stealth check just for fun.
All right, so I go around the corner, try to hide in the darkness, which if it's darkness, it won't be able to see me anyway. But just to lose it, it's tracking on me that it doesn't see me. And I will attack it.
All right.
Let me see. Is a 22 hit?
Yes, it does. You imagined your arrows would have trouble striking through this stone that this creature is made of, but you are able to find some cracks in it, and your arrows strike.
Right. So, let me double check. I think, yeah. Okay, that's my first hit. Second attack. That ambush doesn't count. That is not on the second hit, only the first one. So 5 damage if a 13 hits otherwise.
13 does miss. The arrow kind of clatters off the hard body of this thing.
All right, that's what I do.
Don't you get like an extra attack on your first turn of combat or something?
Oh yeah, that's true. That doesn't do anything. Nope, 12 misses as well.
Yeah, another miss.
Actually, a 13 and 12 would have missed, but if I'm in darkness, then I would have advantage because I'm invisible, basically. So I should be a 19. I don't know if that...
Okay, sure. Yeah. You, taking notes from your first strike, or your second strike that missed, you lean closer into the darkness, and you feel more at peace, and you find your last shot. Siga.
All right. I am going to... yeah, that's not distance. I'm going to stride forward to meet it, and as I do, I will cast Mirror Image.
All right.
And what's the... Yeah, that's it.
Pagor.
I go like, it's just... come on. Anyways, I'm going to turn into the bear. I'm going to get the... Throw it out of the way.
Yeah, that's probably the way to do it, is to move yourself off the map so we can keep your initiative.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to be at full hit points, but it's not increasing. Why is it not growing? Kind of hard to make numbers when I have the numlock off.
Oh, yeah.
Very well. Okay, so I'm going to run to the lion tiger, and I'm going to swipe at it with both my hands and my teeth. Nice. Is 15 enough?
15 does miss. Your claws kind of scratch against the surface of the stone. It doesn't seem to penetrate into it.
Crap. Okay, now I'm going to try to bite it. I don't think so. Very well.
It fins and I'm going to be there. Screaming. See, people just come out and attack me. Unprovoked. And he does one claw attack at Siga, missing possibly one of his clones. But doesn't matter if he misses.
Doesn't matter.
And a claw attack at Pagor.
Oh yeah, that hits because I forgot, as usual, about my spells. Oh no, I didn't have any. So that's a 7.
And seeing the success of his attack against Pagor, will attempt to bite.
That's still enough to hit.
So you feel his sharp stone teeth pierce your shoulder. Cade.
Alright, I'll bonus action, drop a hunter's mark on this creature, and fire.
Your two attacks strike true. 27 damage.
This looks like a a creature of some kind, would I be able to identify what?
It is composed entirely out of stone. It was brought to life by some sort of magic.
Okay, that's completely outside of my wheelhouse. All right, that's all I do.
Siga.
All right, for my bonus action, I will drop my Hexblade's Curse on it. And is it still within its cave, or can I try to circle around the other side of it?
I would say you probably can't get there.
All right.
If you try to climb on top of it, you might have to make a check to successfully do that in the middle of battle.
Yeah, would that take my action or just part of my move?
Probably not.
All right, I'll go ahead and try that then. I assume it would be athletics.
Sure. So you start climbing up, and it tries to take a swipe at you, but you block it off, and then you heave yourself up top, and you can now attack with advantage.
Yeah, I'll hoist my maul up off my shoulder and bring it slamming down onto it for 26. That's a crit because of the hunter's mark.
All right, roll an extra damage dice.
So 17 from a first attack, and then hearing that satisfying crack, I'll heft my maul up again and bring it down again on it for another 15 damage.
With your first strike, massive cracks appeared in the stone, and you kind of just jump down with all your might on the second attack, and it just breaks right through the creature, and blue pieces of stone scatter everywhere across the floor.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah, upon the death of the construct, you see it kind of gives out a short cry of victory as the what passes for life energy from it flows into him and heals him up a bit.
Sure, yeah, you absorb a little bit of the magic.
Are there any bits that look different to it? Like it might have been a different stone that anchored it or anything like that? Or is it just all pretty much uniform, aside from the obvious?
It looks to be pretty much the same. The stone has a lot of striations in it, which give it its tiger-like appearance. But you don't sense anything out of the ordinary.
Alright.
Can I check the cave to see what was in there? Because he used to spend a lot of time inside.
Make an investigation check.
Coming up.
What do your bare eyes see?
That's almost painful to hear. 22.
It seems to be... You know your way around kind of natural caves. This is definitely some sort of construct that was designed for this exhibit. You do notice something tucked into one of the corners of the cave. It seems to be a mummified human hand curled into a fist. And that hand has been stitched to the body of a snake.
Is it moving or alive?
It doesn't look to be moving.
I'm gonna grab it in my mouth and take it out to show to the others.
As I saw Bagur, you know, shifting around in there, I'll see you will lean up against the cave a little bit. Is this your cave now?
I will reply, but you see, I'm a bear, which probably comes out as a and then I come out with a snake kind of hand in my mouth.
Well, that's an odd thing for a lion, tiger creature to have.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my.
There's a lot going on in this place. I just drop it to the floor and kind of try to shrug the bear. And I'm going to point at this door. And that's it.
I'll ask him, Do you want me to put that in a pack? Just nodding my head towards the snake hand.
Yeah, I'm gonna nod at that.
All right. And nods are clear enough, so I'll go ahead and put it in the bag of holding so it doesn't... Wait, no. The bag of holding's on the bear. In the bear. Whatever. I'll just lash it onto my pack somehow for now.
All right, are you going into the safe room?
It hasn't been enough for a long rest, right?
I think in-game it's probably been about half a day, but I'm not sure.
But everything inside here is all timey-wimey, so if you guys want to do a long rest, you have the opportunity.
I mean, I'm completely out of spells, so that would be very good for me. I don't know, you guys.
I'm actually fairly good at the moment. I'm mostly just missing hit dice.
I'm fine with whatever.
Well, let's go on, and in case things get too grim and I run out of my next animal shape, then we come back.
All right. So, for now then, continuing on then?
Yep.
All right. We'll make our way into the next room on the left. I'll go ahead and shift my weapon back into a greatsword. I think I'm also going to grab one of the chunks of the tiger lion.
Okay.
One of the, nothing larger than like a hand, like a fist-sized piece, chunk of it. Something like that.
This is an abstract art room. There is kind of red splotches all over. Can each of you make a wisdom saving throw, please?
Thanks God I keep my wisdom, because bears are not very wise.
You guys just feel that whoever made this exhibit is a real dick.
Is this the same guy as the face of my screaming wife? What's his name?
This piece is titled You Fucking Whore by Milo de Fretwell.
Yeah, good old Milo.
I feel like this artist is not very good at making positive impressions.
Bugger just nods next to you and like,
Which way you head from here?
We seem to have two choices, but unless the bear decides otherwise, I'm going to head to this south one.
Yeah, I also see apparently two ways out.
Okay.
If Sig is going to check the one down here, I'm going to check the one deeper inside.
The one down is a beautiful inverted geode floating around the room in the shape of a pufferfish. You can kind of make out little eyes in front of it and a tail behind. But unlike a normal geode, which is kind of rock on the outside with beautiful crystals inside, this has been turned inside out so that all the crystals kind of spoke out and poke out and make the spikes of the pufferfish. And it kind of just has a little ponderous and confused look on its face.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that touching it is probably not the good idea.
Hey, don't talk about touching with Bagor nearby. He's going to do it.
Actually, I probably should have. I don't actually know whether Sega would know this. I probably actually doubt it. But pufferfish tend to be poisonous.
I forgot about that.
Are there any other ways out of that room?
There is a hallway left out of the bottom room.
Okay.
Bagor, on continuing left, you see a gaudy metal tree made of stars in different kinds of metal, each kind of glimmering and shining a different way. There's also a corpse on the ground. It does look like it has some kind of pack on it.
Is there any other way out?
Yes. That room goes both north and south.
Okay. before I go in, I just come back and I'm going to drop form so that I can talk again, and I'm going to tell them what I saw.
I'll pass along what I saw as well, and then continue with, if that room goes south and my room goes the left, west there, then there's a good room chance they both connect to the same room. So perhaps you should check that first, whichever way we go.
Well, you said there is a fish in the other one, and there's a metal 3 here.
Well, the fish is there... made of a crystal, and we know how well that goes.
Yeah, but the 3 is made of metal, and there's a dead guy. So I don't know how good our choice is right now.
What did the dead guy look like? Was he one of the denizens of this place, or perhaps someone more like us?
I actually didn't know. Did he look like maybe a critic or something like that, or?
No, it seemed to be something else.
Just looked like some kind of random guy. Didn't he seem like equipped or something, or just a regular guy?
He had some sort of pack on him that seemed to be closed, so maybe there's still some things in it.
Shall I go and bring that body into this room so that we can be somewhat safer in case it was the tree that killed him while we look at it?
Well, if it was the tree, I will suspect that coming closer may be dangerous. Do you want me to cast something on you, just in case? Because you need to, like, get away fast.
You do have resistance, don't you?
So yep.
May as well.
I can't find resistance. Oh, there you are. And I'm just going to pat you in the back, like, pushing you inside the room. Very well.
All right.
Go.
And then I'll go, moving fairly quickly but not running, I'll go just to the body and then just start dragging it backwards into the room that we are still in.
Make a stealth check for fun.
In case that the three moves, I'm going to be holding a produce flame.
I'm not going to... All right, that's not saying there anyway. Never mind. And I have disadvantage, so... decided one way or the other.
You try to get it. Your armor kind of clangs together as you bend down. You notice the body is kind of covered in some sort of wax. Not covered, but like it has splotches of wax on it. And you kind of look up. You don't see anything above that could have caused this. But you grab him by the clothes and start dragging. And you make it back. You guys are also starting to feel pretty hungry in this place.
Oh, right. The hunger. Forgot to mention that. I'm going to pull out a couple of the rations, and I'm going to eat them like super fast. And I'm going to tell everybody, if you want to eat, you got to hurry. They go bad really fast.
You can see the food that he pulls out kind of start... shrinking and dehydrating quickly.
And I just put it in my mouth super fast and try to eat it before it goes bad.
While he's carving down that ration, I'll go ahead and try to examine the body first. Cause of death, you know, more about him, what's in his pack, that sort of thing.
You are not sure how he died at all. Make an investigation check.
Can I assist with that?
Sure.
Well, I don't have confidence now that he got a 17 that I'm going to be doing something extra. Or apparently I am. Well.
You notice in one of his pockets there is some sort of vial. It is red, like... common healing potions. However, there are some strange pictographs on it that kind of make it seem like It will not become active until a finger from a dead humanoid is added to the mixture. His pack contains a large quantity of rotten, gross food, as well as a notebook.
I'm going to pass the notebook to anyone, really.
See if I can read it.
Yeah, I can't really read that unless it's in Druidic.
This is a notebook which will assist in the translation of common language to two other languages. All right, man. Have a good night.
Same to you. Good night.
So this notebook, I don't know how much of these other languages you have seen, but I will say it is for ancient Selenian and ancient Sarid, but depending on your characters, you might not know exactly what that applies to.
Neither my character nor me.
I mean, maybe the ancient... No, not with my... I'm not the most bookish of people, so... Like, the only thing I was thinking that maybe would have recognized some of it as... Maybe we saw it near the Lizard Archives a bit, the ancient sword. But I don't know. I don't know if that's the sort of thing my character would notice. I don't think so.
But it still seems useful enough to hold on to.
Yeah. Just because I'm taking notes again and I forgot. It was ancient sword and ancient what? Selenium. All right, thank you.
I'm going to try to wait for a couple of seconds until Siga is distracted and I'm going to get a finger of the guy.
All right, you just like take your short sword and try to cut it off?
Well, something maybe a little bit more subtle, like the magic dagger we have.
Okay. It does cut pretty easily. The body's, well, in the overworld, it would be several weeks old. You don't know how long that makes it down here.
And I'm going to put it together with the potion into the bag of holding.
Do you add it into the potion?
No. Just
okay.
Put both of them on the bag. All right, well, and let's see. Well, now that we got the dead body, we can, I guess, go to the tree room, which seems safer than the fish room for some reason.
Well, a static threat is generally safer than a moving threat.
Yeah. Just in case, I'm going to keep an eye on that tree.
Oh, I will as well. And stick fairly close to the walls and away from me.
As you are shimmying along the wall, Siga, you do notice the plaque for this location, if you'd like to read it.
I may as well.
Yggdrasil.
Well, that's not ominous at all.
Just for my own character. Yggdrasil's common enough. I probably recognize the name. Siga is like, kind of cocks his head a bit at that. It's like, well, that may be a little bit of a pretentious name for what this is.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of like gaudy and overdone. But has a form of beauty to it. The room south of here does indeed connect the two pathways that you found. It appears to be a secondary cave that the tiger lion could have been in. But it is empty.
So when there's Tiger Lion wasn't on the other place. He probably was here.
You can see some of the same deep scratches in the floor from his claws pacing around.
Oh, okay.
I'll go ahead and be the one to explore in the cave this time.
Make an investigation check. You don't notice anything off about this cave. It's definitely artificial, exactly like the same one. As a matter of fact, you would probably guess that this and the other cave are exactly identical. But you don't notice anything inside the small cavern. There's also a small closet-sized room farther to the west. It's completely dark. There's no light. But each of you being able to see inside this darkness, it is just an empty pedestal with bloodstains all around it. And that would be the end of this path.
If this cave is very similar to the other one, can I put down the snake hand thing and see if something happens if I place it on the position I found it?
Sure. You set it down. I'm gonna, much easier with hands this down. Time.
Yeah.
And it seems to be just about the same. Its fist is still closed and clenched, but otherwise it's limp. And kind of you shove it in the same place you found it, doesn't seem to do anything.
As he's doing that, because I skipped it in the last room, I'll go ahead and get one of my rations out of the bag of holding and scarf it down.
Maybe this thing was a toy. Of some kind, I guess.
That, well, it's a more better explanation than anything I'd thought of. Still,
Go on.
I am slightly intrigued by that pedestal. I'm actually going to go into that room with the, I had the pedestal on it, okay. In it, that side room. And I'm going to have my weapon be a dagger for the moment and just make a small cut on my hand and let it, a few drops of blood fall onto the pedestal.
There's always time for a blood sacrifice.
When the blood hits the pedestal, it disappears completely. And more stains show up on the floor.
Alright, well, I'll go ahead and staunch the cut there. And look around to see if anything else happened or if I feel any other effects.
You don't feel anything different. You kind of check all the walls. This place doesn't seem to have a plaque on it. There doesn't appear to be a plaque in this room.
But does it still look like it belongs to the gallery?
The architecture is very similar to the gallery.
Huh. Weird that this isn't some sort of art. Oh god, I'm gonna die. Sorry guys, if I sound like super nasal, there's a chill going on around here. And I don't know where it comes from. The windows are closed. Anyways. Those stains that happened when he cut his hand are on the pedestal or in the room itself?
On the room itself. The pedestal is clean.
Can I approach one of those stains and try to touch it with my old hand? See if it seems wet or fresh?
The one you touch doesn't seem fresh at all.
How about the new ones I just made? Were they basically immediately dried and aged, or do those look fresh?
There's a little bit of tackiness to it, a little bit sticky.
Does it smell like blood?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's transporting the blood somewhere else. I don't know why.
Presumably they want to keep the pedestal clean for some sort of ritual, I would guess, but it's not my area. I wouldn't know what.
Well, we can ask the crazy critics around here. Maybe they know.
I'm going to go ahead and try to... Well, I know this is fairly redundant and weird, but I'm going to try to put my fingers on the one of the my blood patches there. And smell it and see if it smells like my blood normally smells when I hurt. If I can
should I make a rule for that or not?
I don't know. I mean, I'm only considering it because my guy's a soldier and has been in lots of fights, so.
Roll for a lab test.
Just roll a perception, I guess.
All right. I was trying to figure out if it still smelled like my blood or if it was something.
It's a little extra pungent, but there's a small familiarity to it.
All right.
Very well. So apparently these two rooms are going to be less used than they were before, now that we killed the tiger thing.
Probably. Shall we check the other path?
Yeah, sounds like a good plan. I'll be gone for 2 seconds. I'm going to get water. Be right back.
I'll start drawing a room.
Also, since I forgot to ask it earlier, and it might come up at some point, the Gloomstalker's anti-darkness vision, how does that interact with my devil sight? I assume it takes precedence because it...
I was going to do a little thing for that where, like, you could kind of see the outline of him in darkness, but you couldn't really see him, which would be new for you.
All right. I was just kind of curious because it's, as far as I know, the best dark vision in the game versus the best anti-darkness in the game.
Yeah, it is weird.
Okay, I'm back.
Alright, technically this is two rooms, but they're like, there's nothing separating them, so I just drew like a dotted line. On the right half, there are 8 naked men standing in a line. Their faces are gone. Deep inside of like the back of their skull shines a flickering light no brighter than a match. Kind of the bone, their eye cavities are extra large. Kind of the bone has been either cut or removed to be larger. The sinuses in the center of the face and the upper jaw are pretty much gone. The outside of the eye is kind of scorched black. Thick gray slime pools in the exposed bones of the lower jaw and drips down to the floor.
So, 8 naked, drooling, and kind of glowing guys.
I think that description makes them sound better than they are.
Yeah.
They turn somehow towards you when you enter the room, and it seems like the flame inside their eyes grows brighter, but they do not move their feet.
I'm going to shift my weapon to a battle axe mostly for beheading purposes.
I'm going to be prepared, but I'm not going to come closer to attack.
You get closer. They still do not move, but the flame inside of their eyes glows brighter and brighter.
I kind of wish at the moment that the light spell cast was basically Skyrim Mage Light, so I could cast light at them, but it's not, so I can't.
Throw it at a coin and throw it at them, kind of.
Yeah, I could. But...
the left half of the room is completely different, and you might have seen this before. I think I've read this. Twisting forms like smoke, caught in a moment of time, kind of look like trees. This is nearby the orrery inside the gallery.
I figure it would be, but that description doesn't ring a bell to me.
Okay. Well,
I suspect it's not the really other side of the orrery that we never got to.
Yeah, this is whatever's on the other side of the door of the orrery.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know that. Unless we could open the door from this side, but we haven't yet, so.
There's a closed door there, as well as another pathway further left. I should have drawn one more exit here. So in the curved section is a closed door, which I guess if you haven't been here, then you wouldn't recognize that goes to the orrery. But, and otherwise, there is another path further left.
Okay, so I don't remember these trees. The weird creepy looking guys around here. Are they? Wait, do I have them backwards? Were the weird guys here or to this side?
Right. They're on, so, the weird guys on the right, and the like smoke tree is on the left.
Tree. Okay, because I got them backwards on the map. Sorry.
The smoke tree is actually kind of whispering in some sort of language that you guys have never heard before.
Okay. And you said the creepy looking guys don't follow us where we
They have not moved a muscle since you arrived.
Is it possible for me to tell if, I suppose it's going to be pretty obvious one way or the other, if they're properly undead?
I don't know if I'm going to have a straight answer for that question.
All right. If it's unclear, then Siga probably defaults to yes, they are undead, in which case he's definitely of the opinion that they need to be re-killed.
Okay.
And he makes this very clear to Bugur. And...
Well, not that I'm against it, but they haven't really moved, and there's a lot of them. Maybe we should rest first and then do this, if you want to.
That may be a better idea.
I mean, I understand you. I don't like undead either. Most of the weird lizard people we met a while ago are undead as well, and they're kind of creepy. So I get it. But I think they're going to kick our asses. That's what I'm saying. So the piece of art isn't called Olive Garden?
That would be delicious, and I don't think delicious exists in this section of the maze.
All right.
I mean, unless you're a cannibal, I suppose.
I misspoke, apparently.
Well, it's a matter of personal preference.
Yeah. All right, I think Siga definitely wants to take care of them, or at least see if they're active, which might be just standing outside of the room here, like, hang on, here, and then Eldritch blasting them and see if they move to attack. But he understands that's not the best time, so if we want to double back to the rest point, take a long rest, wait for next session, so we have everyone and do that first, that's fine.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And it doesn't look like we're going to be in like a lot of danger getting back here. So yeah, let's trace back to the resting room.
Okay. Yeah, you guys don't encounter anything out of the ordinary on your journey back.
Yeah. If we do want to stay in that restroom, we might still want to use the wand of 8-hour rope trick again, if it's recharged, of course. Just because to help, possibly help with the whole getting hungry every 10 minutes thing.
I think I said that room in particular is extra shielded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember the reverse. Do a thing there.
Yeah, remember the reverse. I think we had just a short rest and we were still hungry. But if we want to rule it the other way, that's perfectly okay by me.
What I do remember is that the food still gets bad. Not about getting hungry.
You're not at risk of starving to death while you sleep, but you probably need to continue eating in there.
Well, that's relaxing.
Alright.
Yeah, we can end there and see who can pick up again next week.
Very well. You get full hit points and half your leveling hit die,
yes.
Right? Okay, let me do that before I forget.
And spells.
Four. And thank God for the spells. So all the way up. Level 3. Level 1 and level 2. I'm back, baby. Excellent. Very well.
I'm going to go ahead and mark off 2 of my rations now. One for before the long rest and one for after. just so I don't forget.
I'm also going to mark a couple of the holding bag, the bag of holding for Bagor.
I have them listed on my care sheet, listed that they're in the bag, but just so it's easier to track for myself.
Eventually, we're going to have to feed ourselves of good berries. Oh, I'm going to take advantage and I'm going to change a couple spells that I have over here.
Yeah. I think right now, one of the biggest reasons I wouldn't mind leveling up is to change some of my spells around. But
yeah, it has been a while. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I perfectly understand why we don't want to level up in here.
If it's going to be like just you two most of the time, then probably should. But trying to get other people.
Yeah. I feel like level 7 is going to be a noticeable power spike for me because I get level 4 spells then.
You get level 4 spells so fast? Do I get that?
Yeah, you would as well.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I still only have 2 per short rest, but I have 2 fourth level spells. And mostly Blink. I was not impressed with it when I used it.
I had fun with it with a weird character, but...
Because I realized that while I was using it, is that it doesn't actually reduce damage taken. I mean, yes, I would take less, but this damage is still taken by other people on my team. So it doesn't actually help all that much. And besides, I'd probably want to swap it out for a better defensive spell anyway. Even aside from that.
If you just want to swap spells out, you can do that. You can swap Blink for something. But otherwise, talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm still trying to choose the other spell, so I'm going to be here for a bit.